Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. What comes after 9/11? We stood in horror as we watched. We watched burning buildings, people running away, people running to, and those heroes running into the burning, collapsing buildings. We moved on to Pennsylvania, and a plane was downed. All perished. The Pentagon was hit as well. The stories kept on, the death toll rose, and it continues to rise with unknown illnesses, lacking proper treatment. Today we honor all those who were brave, we honor and remember those who died senselessly, and we pray for those still suffering from the mysterious illnesses, from the loss of loved ones. We think about those who were forced to carry on life without those they cared and loved. Was that really only 18 years ago? We were a nation under attack that day, and Americans were united in our hearts and through our tears. We remember the eerie, empty skies that week. We remember all stood at the high school football games that weekend as the national anthem and our flag, as we honored both, and many cried. But America today, only 18 years later, is bitter and fighting. Politicians don't debate. They plot with lawyers and bureaucrats and lobbyists to remove your freedoms, destroy your way of life. As horrendous as 9/11 was for this nation, and there is no denying that, what has been happening since that day is also devastating. I don't want to be a negative person. I want to show you the injustices, the downright attacks on citizens in this nation every day by bureaucrats, by radical groups fighting against our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, and our livelihoods. The lies of climate change, there's not an ounce of truth in it, yet many worship it, oh, and they profit by it. To the people who preach choice but legislate against your choices, your faith matters not when they want to plot for your dollars. What about you? You down on the farm, out on the range. What about your family? Your family trip to the zoo to educate your children, to allow them to see animals they'd never see on a day-to-day life. What about you with your family pet? What if today a local or a state or fed bureaucrat walked onto your property with a vague warrant and took, one by one, they loaded up and took your property, your animals? This happens, and it happened, and it continues to happen. Not one politician mentions it, and they don't talk about that intrusion, no. Not one mainstream media outlet will cover such an injustice. Your little personal lives aren't newsworthy. We might, maybe, get a Fox host to give a minute segment to it, and then they move on. Perhaps I'm equally as guilty, but I try to always come back to the issues that are home. Not home necessarily in Missouri, but home to where you are. Red flag laws are a bad idea. While today's show is not directly about gun control, it happened because of a so-called red flag. A lie coming from the lips of one or many who had an agenda. Ruining lives doesn't matter. Only their agenda matters, their radical agenda. I do not want to take away from the pain in our hearts today as we remember that day 18 years ago. The heroes then and the broken hearts of this nation. There are no words equal to the depth of the pain that so many suffered that day and continue to suffer yet today. There are those attacks today that might not make the news, but lives are destroyed. As we get into this show and this egregious story, We must know there is an existential threat on life and liberty, and it isn't caused by climate change. May God bless America. May He comfort our hearts and strengthen our spirit. May He remove the scales from our eyes. May He give us wisdom and discernment. May, as individuals, we turn to Him. May we, as individuals, rise up to the task of sharing His love in all that we do. May we continue to respect and celebrate life, liberty, and always have the rights to pursue happiness, own property, and seek prosperity. May the people, may states be united for such a time as this. We honor those who were lost, but today we move forward to the losses of today. And in this, I pray, you, the listener, will heed the words, understand the grievances and the darkness of the acts of many against you. Not just the man in our story, which unfortunately is a true story, but know tomorrow it could happen to you if you do not take heart of the reality of a free nation lost to career politicians who are on the take and turn their backs on we the people. March 29th, 2019 was the preliminary hearing in Frederick County Courthouse for Keith Wilson, owner of Wilson's Wild Animal Park. It was nothing short of a tyrannical government and animal rights ideologues joining forces to destroy Keith Wilson's livelihood and way of life while setting a very dangerous precedent for every USDA-inspected animal enterprise across the U.S. Mindy Patterson of the Cavalry Group is my guest today. Mindy and I talk, and when one of us is discouraged, the other one will encourage. I told her just this week, as we discussed Keith Wilson, perhaps we are both here for such a time as this. I know I've taken up a lot of time, but we welcome Mindy Patterson of the Cavalry Group. Mindy, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me, Beth Ann. And your opening remarks were very touching and so true. This is a very important day of remembrance for our entire nation.
You know, I think there's not one of us that doesn't remember where we were that day when that happened.
Yep. Hard to believe it's been 18 years. We've continued to roll along, good and bad, but we still have work to do, as you stated.
We do, and I think the problem with that is it's not some huge, obvious catastrophe on the camera that everyone can see, but yet it's just as devastating and destroys lives just as much as what happened that day. That day was a tragedy. There's no getting around that. But what continues to happen against the people is also tragic.
Well, as you mentioned the word discernment, we as Americans need to decide, are we going to stand on the side of truth along with our Constitution to protect our American way of life and our sovereignty, or are we going to, cast our discernment aside and fall prey to these deceptive campaigns that lure us into ideologies and beliefs that are counter to our Constitution and our American way of life. And that's really where we are today. I see it every day. I see it every single day where people are unwilling to firmly stand with the American idea, with our Constitution. Some feel that it's outdated or needs to be redone or, you know, in their own interpretation, that our Constitution has fallen short and is out of date, and nothing could be further from the truth. Our founders were brilliant and set such an important foundation, which all applies to us today, and a protective barrier for freedom.
I think it needs to be set in stone. I don't think it's too old. I think it's been manipulated. We're headed into a break. I'm gonna hold off on the phone calls because we need to tell the story of Keith Wilson and what happened that day as much as we can. There are still some things going on legally, so we have to be careful what we say. But you're listening to CSE Talk Radio. It's 9/11, and today we stand. We continue to stand for liberty and justice for all. Mindy and Beth Ann will be right back. Melody Cederstrom, and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit PowerTheFuture.us. PowerTheFuture.us is the way to bring America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. As I'm going to kind of turn this over to Mindy, but I want to put out here to for you to understand, wherever you are, this happened in, I put it once upon a time, in the land of Virginia. But wherever you are, whatever state you're listening in, whatever county you're in, you need to pay attention to who's governing you. Because there has been an infiltration into the local governments and state governments from these radical outside groups, be they climate change or animal activists. And I'm going to turn it over and let Mindy tell the story of what happened to Keith Wilson.
Thank you, Beth Ann. On August 15th, early morning, the state of Virginia, the Assistant Attorney General Michelle Welch, who has affiliations with the Animal Liberation Front, the Humane Society of the United States, and PETA, some pretty hefty animal rights extremist organizations. Michelle Welch entered onto the property early morning, onto Keith Wilson's property, and with a very vague warrant, as you earlier stated, basically seized all of his animals under the assumption that he had not provided adequate care. Now, it doesn't get more vague than that. Now, it says in the state statute under animal welfare that the animals must be in imminent danger, and that was not the case whatsoever. In fact, Keith Wilson and his Wilson's Wild Animal Park had just had a USDA inspection 6 days prior to this event and had received a basically no non-compliance clean bill of health. Keith has been USDA licensed for several decades and has been running his park accordingly, and has, by the way, brought a lot of joy not only to Virginia citizens but people visiting the region from all over the country, all over the world, that would come to his park. And the fact that this group of law enforcement entered onto his property completely prepared that morning, unannounced, to seize his animals and property with no warning to him whatsoever. It was all a setup, basically. It was a complete setup. Go ahead.
Isn't that also a violation on their side that they gave him no warning?
Oh, absolutely. There was no opportunity for him to cure anything that was, in their view, something that was not something that wasn't right. But they took everything from his lion, his tigers, his bear, all the way to his goats and his chickens, and even someone else's dog that was on the property. I mean, it's just absolute insanity. What was really frightening was that Keith tried to reach out to us early morning via text message, and because it happened so early in the morning, I didn't get the text message till about 7 a.m. Central Time, which was 8 a.m. East Coast Time. And by that time, things were underway, and unbeknownst to me, they had taken away his phone and not allowed him to have access to his telephone to call for help, call people. So I was operating in a vacuum for several hours and finally heard from someone at his park who reached out to me and said, this is what's going on. I immediately called our attorney, that Gary Bays with Olson Frank and Weida in Virginia, and we engaged local legal counsel to try to get a restraining order on the seizure. And unfortunately, that failed. Well, what followed after that horrible, awful, numbing day, after Keith had wrongfully had all of his animals taken without warning, with a vague warrant, you know, none of his animals were in imminent danger. It was very concerning, too, because there were vehicles on site the day of the seizure that were from out of state. And, you know, we knew immediately they were going to try to transport these animals across state lines. And if the animals were in such imminent danger, how could they possibly transport these, you know, animals outside of the state in a heat wave? I mean, the weather during this time was extremely hot. So what happened in the days to follow were really critical, and we were preparing for what was told to us would be considered a preliminary hearing, but nothing could have been further from the truth, because really it was an animal seizure hearing that took place on August 29th. It was just another setup. It felt like everything was completely rigged in favor of this corrupt assistant attorney general, who is obviously, all you have to do is Google her name, Michelle Welch, and all sorts of things come up where she has connections to animal rights extremist groups. She has organized a animal cruelty task force. Basically, the long and short of it is, Beth Ann, is they treated Keith Wilson as though he was a drug dealer. I mean, they treated him like he was, you know, running a contraband operation out of his farm, and it was just ridiculous the way they treated him. And on the day of this hearing, keep in mind, all the animals had been seized. We don't know where any of the animals are. And we finally had an opportunity to put up our defense. Well, Michelle Welch put up her prosecution first, and so delivering it starting at 8:30 a.m. that day, she continued until 4 p.m. that day. And when our attorney finally had the opportunity to get up to the microphone and deliver our defense, it was basically shut down and snuffed by the judge Charles Foley. And he, interestingly enough, as a brief aside here, it's important for your listeners to know that he was not the judge who was originally supposed to be overseeing this courtroom that morning. It was a different judge that was supposed to be presiding. And I wasn't present, but our attorney and Keith walked into the courtroom that day only to find out that a new judge was presiding over this hearing. And it was very concerning that they had brought in a ringer. And he, by the end of the day, when it came time for us to deliver our defense, he disallowed all evidence that Keith was in complete compliance with his USDA inspections. He disallowed any testimony from the USDA inspector and Keith's own veterinarian who has been overseeing his park for years. So all of these things that would matter in a court of law, bringing facts, evidence, science to the fact that these animals were not in imminent danger. In fact, anything far from that. I mean, these animals have been doing extremely well in Keith's care and the care of this park, and they had evidence to provide as such. And all of that was just snuffed. Is that justice? Is that where our court system has gone? So in further realizing what was really afoot here and the corruption that's at hand, and when I use the drug lord analogy, I was kind of not kidding here, because what they're really doing under these civil asset forfeiture laws, which are supposed to allow law enforcement to go in and bust underground drug rings and that kind of thing, they have abused the civil asset forfeiture, basically, and they're basically stealing all of Keith's property under the assumption that he's guilty before he's allowed to be proven innocent. And they've put up a bond that's basically a $300,000 bond to be used for the care and keeping of his animals while he's supposed to be putting up his defense. Not many people can afford to do such a thing, and they do that on purpose, knowing that you can't pay such a bond. So you just permanently lost your animals. And this civil hearing, and basically, which happened in civil court, by the way, which is the same kind of court where they hear traffic cases and speeding tickets, we've got this judge, ringer, that came in to hear this, and they've just put up a $300,000 bond. If you can pay it, you have to pay it within 30 days and file an appeal pretty much right away to let us know. And so they've set him up for failure.
I'm going to go back to our Bill of Rights. And number 8 is excessive bails and fines and punishments, et cetera, prohibited.
Yes.
We have seen them do this in cases like Keith, in cases of the Bakers, where they just wanted to ruin their livelihoods. That's the only reason they went in there and did that. They didn't try to just punish them or just slap them with a fine. They wanted to punish them and take their livelihood away.
Exactly.
Now, Ms. Welsh didn't just wake up that morning and say, you know, let's go attack Keith. She had plotted and planned this probably long before the 6 days prior to when the USDA cleared him and said, this is good, you know, you're all good, good go, keep up the good work. Because she had people ready. She had out-of-state vehicles there ready to take these animals. She plotted this, and she planned it.
Yep.
To destroy this man's life. If it can happen to Keith Wilson, it can happen to you, America. And you better be paying attention. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. Mindy and Beth Ann. We'll be right back.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable.
grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
Returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. As we were going into the break, I was explaining that, Mindy was telling the story, and we're going to get back to that. We talk about our First Amendment, and we talk about our Second Amendment, but have you read all of them? The Eighth Amendment, and I just read a shortened version of it, so I'm going to read the script of it now. You know, they're not very long, but they're packed with power. The Eighth Amendment, excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor cruel and unusual punishments inflicted. We see this day in and day out against the citizens, to where it absolutely ruins their lives. I'm going to go back to Mindy.
We were prepared to prove Keith's innocence and the well-being of his animals beyond a reasonable doubt in a court of law. We had that opportunity, and we were not allowed to be heard. Our side was not allowed. Our defense was shut down by this judge.
You tell him what he said. to the Gary
Bay? Well, when Keith's attorney basically stood up to deliver his opening remarks of defense and mentioned that Keith had been in compliance and just passed a inspection just 6 days prior with flying colors, the judge slammed down his gavel and said, USDA is irrelevant. I don't want to hear about his clean inspection report. I don't want to hear it. There, it doesn't matter. The concerning, you know, as we've talked about many times on your show, and I can't impress this enough on your listeners, there's an invasion, another invasion that's taking place across our country, and it's people who hate our Constitution. They hate our American way of life. You know, your listeners are probably asking, okay, why would law enforcement, why would all these people be doing this and stealing someone's animals unless there was an issue? Why would they be taking animals? This was a hostile overtaking and an organized theft of Keith
Absolutely.
Wilson's private property and all of his animals to do two things. A lot of the animals likely went into what are called sanctuaries, which in the general public's view sounds like, you know, a lovely place for animals, but most sanctuaries are owned by the animal rights groups. And they want to shut down any breeding programs or conservation programs for animal breeding and education and the propagation of species, number one. Number two, it's very important for people to understand that these seizures take place all the time to chip away and erode at our Constitution, as you have just been referring to the Eighth Amendment, you know, and other amendments certainly apply. Our Constitution is constantly being eroded through a legislative attack, which I've talked about before as we've tried to stop animal rights-driven legislation at the local, state, and federal level. They're doing all of this under the cloak and disguise of animal welfare, and nothing could be further from the truth. What happened to Keith's animals had nothing to do with the animals. These people don't care about animals. You know, and this whole thing was a complete, crafted, organized theft the day that his animals were seized. As you pointed out, they had planned this for months. This was organized. And, by the way, it's important for your listeners to also know that leading up to this horrible day, PETA had been harassing Keith Wilson and his operation, his park, for years. Years of aggressive harassment and threats were happening. PETA employees would show up and take pictures that were later taken out of context. You know, all the harassments through the media. The media has been painting Keith Wilson and his wild animal park with such a broad brush of the other side's purview, and never a chance for things to be, for the truth to be delivered. And that's really the stage that was set in court that day on August 29th. So now we have filed for appeal. I say we. Keith Wilson has filed for appeal to have justice served and his day in court. We are raising money. We have a GoFundMe that is raising money for his legal defense. We're really hoping to raise enough money not only to cover the bond, but also legal fees and so forth. And you can go to GoFundMe under Support Wilson's Wild Animal Park Legal Defense. It's on the Calvary Group website and also the Calvary Group Facebook page. You can access that GoFundMe there. But this is something that we have to see through. You know, they want to make it so that the person feels helpless and overwhelmed, and there's no way that I can possibly ever, you know, meet the demands, the ransom demands that they have set forth for his animals. He wants his animals back. He wants his life back. You know, if your listeners are asking why, they've just taken this man's ability to make a living away from him. They've stolen not just his animals, but his entire life. And, you know, imagine what that must feel like to wake up one day and all of a sudden your entire ability to make a living is gone. It's been stolen from you under false premises and complete lies. They've fabricated everything here. And quite frankly, you know, again, we're always being thrown into defense mode. His animals were well cared for. His animals were in great condition. He had oversight and in compliance reports to prove it. But again, where is this hand-wringing over these animal-related businesses? When is it going to stop? And when are we going to realize that we need to point our attention into things that are much more important? But that's why this is so important, such an important case, because these things are happening to people every single day, as you've pointed out. His livelihood is gone. His life has been ruined. And most Americans won't even know that it's happening, which is why your show is so important, so that people hear what's happening here.
You might help me with my memory. We had the young boy here in Missouri. They took his rabbits.
Yep.
And punished him. We had, and I've forgotten her name, but she was in another state, and I want to say her last name was Bell. They took her rabbits.
Oh, yeah, Debbie Bell, out of Colorado. Mm-hmm.
There was the gentleman who had the collection of raccoons.
Yep.
Wasn't it raccoons that he had?
Yes, they we intercepted an illegal seizure there, and
the young woman
did. Yeah.
The young woman, which I cannot understand why, but she has a love for bears, and she had her bears, and they took bears. Mm-hmm. They took the exotic animal people's tigers, I do believe. I think that was, if my memory, they've gone after the circuses. They've gone after the magicians who wanted to pull a rabbit out of the hat. They go after the horse and carriage people because they want the property. It's all about property. It's all about money. And if you think for one iota of a second that these animal rights people care about the animals, what about Jennings or Jenkins in Nebraska?
Yes.
They put his horse down, euthanized it, cut it open right there in front of his grandkids. Oh, yeah, it is sick. I told you it was sick. It was under the vet's care. It had the black beetle, the blister beetles that they get from some of the hay. They just constantly go after people. And
what happened to being innocent until proven guilty?
It's not there, is it? Unfortunately, I'm going to speak to the listeners here a second. We're guilty. We listen to mainstream media, and we go, oh, my gosh, look what this man did. He must have done something wrong. He must have abused the animals. While that does happen from time to time, the cases we bring to you are not that. These are people who make their livelihood from them. They're not somebody that put them in a barn and left them there and didn't feed them or water them. These folks care for their animals, and I hear the music. We're going into a break. I'm just not going to take phone calls. It's so important to get this message out. GoFundMe for Keith Wilson. It's on the Cavalry Group's page. It's on their Facebook page. You can go to their page by clicking on mine, and it's thecavalrygroup.com or csctalkradio.com. Folks, we have a problem here in the United States, and we need we the people to stand up for what is right. And we will be right back.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, That was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. Made in America is more than just a slogan. It's a brand we all look for to better this nation's economy. Liberty Tabletop is the brand of Sherrill Manufacturing. The only manufacturer of flatware in the United States of America, Liberty Tabletop creates high-quality flatware at a competitive price using the finest quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel. Oh, and by the way, the steel they use is also made in the USA. The steel is tested for lead and other toxic trace elements, so you bring to your family a safe and pure product that will last for generations. Setting your table is an important part of every meal. The patterns you choose say something about you and your family. Bringing America home with LibertyTabletop.com or go to my website, csetalkradio.com, and click on their link. Call Liberty Tabletop at 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. LibertyTabletop.com. And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Mindy and I fight every day for liberties and for our freedom and for our Constitution and for justice. She sees it right there. She's boots on the ground. She gets these calls from her members when they're in trouble, whether it's the USDA or the HSUS or PETA or whoever's on their property or brought somebody on their property. It can be devastating after a while, can it, Mindy, and discouraging.
It's very discouraging. I think the most discouraging thing is that, you know, the rule of law, which you and I have talked about being tucked away, you know, when we were campaigning for President Trump and needing to hopefully turn the ship around, you know, 3 years into his administration now, and, you know, we still have a lot of work to do. And what's really discouraging, quite honestly, is realizing that many Americans don't know the blessing of freedom that we have and that we've been so privileged to live in. And, you know, the rule of law provides that Americans are innocent until proven guilty in a court of law based on facts and evidence, not emotion and conjecture. And that's really all that Michelle Welch and her task force team had, was emotion and conjecture. They had no facts or evidence that these animals were in imminent danger. None. And unfortunately for animal owners and animal-related businesses today, this is becoming way too prevalent. And these animal rights extremists are always using false claims of animal abuse and anonymous tip lines to convince these overzealous prosecutors and sympathetic judges to issue these warrants when, in most cases, there's no facts or actual witnessed evidence to provide or obtain a warrant. And that's the other thing that Keith's attorney was going to challenge in his defense, was he was going to challenge the warrant and did not have that opportunity. The judge just shut him down.
And you and I spoke the other day, and I was saying it's time. It's time that we win some of these battles and then we turn the table around and go after somebody like Michelle Welsh, who went after them. She deliberately went after Keith Wilson. She plotted it. She planned it. She did everything against the Constitution, against the Bill of Rights, illegally.
Yep.
She went after this man and his business. And the proof that they don't really care about the animals and that they're just out to be bullies is the fact that they went ahead and took his assistant's puppy dog, too.
Yep, that's
that
right.
Just you talk about a slap in the face. Oh, yeah? Well, I'll take this, too. Well,
exactly.
Why don't you just take, you know, the letter opener off of my desk and my stapler and take everything else in the office? You know, it's just being a bully, and it just infuriates me. And I know
he was a law-abiding American who was running a park, an animal park, was not doing anything illegal, and they treated him, like I said, like a thug. And all his rights just flew out the window. If they can do this to Keith Wilson, they can do this to anyone. They can come for your kids. They can come for your home. They can come for any of your property. This was frightening. And the most important thing along with that is that this case sets a really important precedent. All of a sudden, you know, saying that you're in compliance with those who are assigned with being your regulatory agents and inspecting your animal enterprise, all of a sudden this case is saying that, oh, you know what, being in compliance doesn't really matter, you know, mm-hmm. that the fact that you jump through all these hoops to, you know, stay in compliance and be within the law of the agencies that oversee your animal enterprise doesn't matter. It's not there to protect you after all, because those who have an agenda can use the law against you and steal your stuff. Our facts and evidence were not allowed to be presented in a court of law. That should really send a chill down everyone's spine. In addition to the fact that you know, USDA and, quite honestly, you know, he'd even had oversight from the Department of Agriculture in the Commonwealth of Virginia at other times, evidently didn't have any bearing whatsoever. And although supported by those regulatory agencies, they were deemed irrelevant by this Virginia Attorney General's office and the court, who clearly intended to find Mr. Wilson guilty regardless of the facts and evidence that were present, we were prepared to present.
And we know
it's really frightening.
Absolutely. And we know that those at the USDA have a little bit of an ego as well, and they ought to take this as a slap in the face and go after this guy. You know, what do you mean, our word? What do you mean this doesn't make any difference? What do you mean our inspection doesn't matter?
Yeah.
They ought to really come down on them. And
we're
like
hoping.
I said, Michelle Welsh, when all this is said and done, we need to go after her personally in a legal way, and we need to make sure this woman doesn't do this again.
Agreed. It's just been such a terrible ordeal. You know, this kind of thing has happened to many, many other people, as you mentioned. But this is happening on our watch right now. It's just really scary. And so I say to your listeners, stay tuned. Please support Keith Wilson's appeal. You know, he's doing this not just for himself, but everyone. This sets a really important precedent across the country for all animal owners and animal-related businesses, for all property owners. He's willing to, you know, stick his neck out and fall on the sword and file this appeal to make sure that justice is served, not just for himself, but for everyone. I think it's really remarkable. You know, Keith has, through the years, has become a really good friend, and so this has become personal too for me, because he's a really terrific individual, and I know that he has done everything to do everything above reproach. And it just, this feeling of injustice that has taken place is just, it cannot stand. It can't stand.
You know, it's It's amazing to me how many of us here, and I'm gonna talk to myself as well. We just turn our backs because we think, well, it doesn't affect. If you're listening and you don't own an animal and you think this doesn't affect you, you better start thinking again. What else do you have that they don't want you to have?
Yep.
You know, climate change, that's an existential threat. No, it's not. But the threat is them, because they want to come after you. They don't want you to own property. They don't want you to have freedom, but they do want your money.
Yes.
They want your taxes. Oh. They want to tax you for everything. But here this man, he paid his taxes. He jumped through the hoops. He did what they told him to do.
Yep.
And the gavel went down and said, I don't care. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So we need to fight for this man. We need to fight for this man. What did you
say?
We're
the serfs. These instances, by the way, as you just pointed out, have become a big payday for the animal rights extremists and organizations that are out there to raise money from these circumstances. Right. They're raising money on the back of this false claim and tragedy. And oftentimes when they confiscate animals, they'll end up selling them, or in their words, rescue and adopt
out. Or euthanizing them. And we are out of time. Folks, we need you to come together to bring justice and to bring America home.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation, support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations, and they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of 4 consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the Range.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.